Today's reading is Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25, and can be found on page 965 in the Church Bibles. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man, and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had a mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Okay, we're just going to have a little think about what we've just heard about. That the children did for us, and what we've just heard from Matthew's gospel as well. Now, I've got a question for you, boys and girls. And my question, if we can get it coming up on the screen, is this. What's on your Christmas list? Hands up if you've made a Christmas list. Parents, you've made Christmas lists too. They're just very different, aren't they? Boys and girls, your Christmas lists. Okay, you've made Christmas lists. Have a think. What's top of your Christmas list? Think, what's the top thing that you're really hoping for? And I'd love to know your answer on this. Have a think. Hands up if you want to tell me. What's the top thing on your Christmas list? Parents, be listening and be worried if you haven't got it. Okay, Aaron, this is going to be good. Okay, go for it.
PS4.
Oh, hang on. Are we good? We're on that one. We're on. Say it again.
PS4.
Says he, looking at his dad. Lovely. Tobes?
Dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate. I know. Interesting, isn't it? And nice and easy for us. Ben?
Segway.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Segway. They explode. Yes, carry on.
Tablet.
Say it again.
Tablet.
And again.
Tablet.
Oh, a tablet. Sorry. Yes, a tablet. Not pills. Yeah, okay. Go for it. A laptop you'd like, Nia?
A Segway.
A Segway? You're going for Segway as well. You could share one, maybe. Yeah, go on then. Let's go for one last one.
Lego Friends.
Lego Friends. Good one. Okay, mums and dads, I hope you got that lot. There's a problem with your Christmas list. And I'm going to... There may be a problem. Specific problem, but I'll let you guys deal with that later. But there is a problem with your Christmas list, and I'm going to tell you your problem at the end. All right, Joseph, in the story, he got something for Christmas, kind of. They wouldn't have called it Christmas that precise moment, but he got something for Christmas that he didn't want, didn't he? A baby. To begin with, he thought, I mean, in the end, he was all right with it, but to begin with, he thought, this is a disaster. The Lord has said, or he's heard that Mary is pregnant. He's engaged to her, but they're not married. And it was a bit of a disaster for him. This was a gift he just didn't want. Turned out it was the greatest gift in the history of mankind. And the person who was told about it didn't want it to begin with. Interesting, that, isn't it? Joseph didn't want it. But it turned out that baby is the greatest gift there has ever been. And we can see how great this gift is by the two names that... this baby was to be called. And we're going to go for the less obvious one first. All right, so now did you spot in the reading the less obvious name? Okay, what's the name? Okay, you could just shout it out. Go for it, yeah?
Emmanuel.
Brilliant, well done. I mean, you might think, well, that's obvious. We're called Emmanuel Church. That was the one I first thought of. Probably wasn't. Okay, what does he mean? Emmanuel. Okay, we're going to have a think about that, says he, going the wrong direction. Okay, here we go. So, there are two... It's all right. I know you know already, and that's brilliant. You're streets ahead of me. Okay, we're going to think, what does this name mean? Emmanuel equals God with us. All right, now we're going to have some actions to help us remember this, all right? So we're going to... This one is God. We're going to start up way up high. Okay, start up way up high. You can do this. Well, sorry, there may be some who can't. Sorry if you can't. But start up way up high, and then we're going to go with, and we're going to go down, because Jesus descended. He came down. You don't have to go, but you can if you like. So he descended. God with us, all right? And we kind of do us like that. That's kind of incorporating all of us, okay? So let's try it together. Are ready? And you can say the words as well. God with us. Okay, let's do it again. God with us. Let's go a bit quicker. God with us. Very nice. Now do it in a really high voice. God with us. Very nice. Now deep voice. God with us. Okay, getting the idea? Emmanuel means God with us. Okay, now that's really significant, isn't it? Because this isn't the first time in the Bible that it's talked about God being with people. That's not the first time. Oh no, throughout the Old Testament, it's talked about God being with people. And the kind of climax in the Old Testament was the temple in Jerusalem, where it sort of was said God dwelt there. I mean, they knew God was bigger than that, but they kind of said God dwelt there. So if you wanted to go kind of to the place where it represented that God was, you'd have to go to the temple. But now, with Jesus, born as a baby, this is saying, this is the first time in the Bible that you could say of a person, this is God with us. And that's an incredible thing. Just think about all the things, and I will tell you them. I won't tell you them all. Think about the things that the Old Testament says about God. Okay, they're going to come up on the screen fairly quickly. Great, glorious, everlasting, holy, the Almighty. We've got powerful, creator, majestic, King of Kings. All of those things. Now this is saying God is the ultimate, the creator, the great, the mighty. There is no one more powerful, bigger, greater, more fantastic than God. And this is saying, Emmanuel, this baby is God, the awesome God of the universe, with us. That is staggering. That is a mind-blowing idea. That God would become a little baby. That he would be born among us. If you'd seen that little baby, can you imagine seeing that? You can imagine, there is a little baby among us somewhere. You could see, imagine seeing that little baby and going, that's God. The creator of everything on earth as a little baby. What a stunning thing that is. It means we can have certainty about God, doesn't it? We can know what God is like. We can know that there is a God, and we can know what that God is like. We don't have to guess, because God came among us. An amazing thing. That's the first name. Okay, so do the action for me. Emmanuel means God with us. Great. What's the other name? More obvious. Shout it out. Jesus, thank you. And Jesus means, some people whispering it, God saves. It kind of means the Lord saves, but we'll go with God saves because that matches the previous point. Okay, so it means God saves. Now the accents for this are, we start high again. Okay, join with me. God, and then saves. We're going to go out to the side, aren't we, okay? Because it was on the cross that Jesus saved us. He didn't save us by being in the manger. He saved us by dying on the cross. So let's do the actions again. Jesus means God saves. Brilliant. Thank you very much. But saved from what? Joseph was told, and we know from the Bible, that it says we saved us from our sin. Now, sin isn't necessarily a word that we use a lot these days. What does it mean? Sin means this. We've used this before. I think this is a really helpful way of thinking about what sin is. It's saying to God, shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your rules. Now, we don't all do that in a kind of obvious kind of way where we actually literally say to God, shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your rules. But we do all do it, even if we just ignore God, we're saying that to God. because we're in his world. And if we live our lives just ignoring God, that's actually what we're saying, isn't it? We're saying, shove off, God, I'm in charge. No to your rules. I'm going to live my life my way. I'll be who I want to be. I'll be in charge of my life, thank you very much. Well, actually, that's sin. And the result of sin is that we deserve God's anger. We deserve God's punishment. But this is the great news of Christmas, isn't it? The great news of Christmas is Jesus. God saves. That Jesus came to be our rescuer at Christmas. Not, like I say, by being born and being in a manger, but by dying. By dying on the cross, because when he died on the cross, he was taking God's anger for our sin onto himself. So, two important names. What are the two important names? Two important names are Emmanuel, which means, there you haven't got the clue up there, Emmanuel, which means God with us. And Jesus, which means God saves. Brilliant, thank you very much. Now, I was going to say what the problem was with your Christmas list. Should I tell you the problem? No, you're not going to guess this. Here's the problem with your Christmas list. What if there's an even better present out there? Okay, you come up with your list from what you've seen, all the adverts on TV and all the things you might see in magazines, and you put at the top of your list the present that you ideally want, whether it's a PS4 or a Segway or your Lego Friends or whatever it may be, and you say, that's the top present, that's the best thing I can think of. Ah, but here's the problem, that's the best present you can think of. What if there's an even better present out there, somewhere around the world? I mean, it must be somewhere, mustn't it? An even better present. Right, so now maybe you've got to search the world and see if you can find something even better. But imagine, just imagine, think for a moment. Imagine that there was a person. Imagine there was a person who knew what all the presents in the world were. He knew every single present, every single toy in every single country. And not just throughout the world, but throughout time, past, present, future, knew every toy, every gift that there could possibly be. And not just toys, but any gift. And imagine that there was that person knew you perfectly, knew exactly what you liked, knew exactly what you needed. And imagine that that person then came at Christmas and put a gift under your tree. They know all the presents that there could possibly be. They know exactly what you're like, and they give you a present, and it's not a present that's on your list. Would you open that present? I'd open that present. I want to know what it was. What's this perfect gift? You know, God is that person. God is the one who knows all the gifts that there are in the world. He could give you and me anything. And he knows you and me perfectly. He knows what we need and what we like. And he knows the perfect thing to give you. And furthermore, he's given you a gift. And that gift is himself. I read recently about a person who they spent all of their savings, all their money, to fly for one weekend to Australia. And back. They flew there and back in one weekend. When they got there, they had enough time to spend 5 hours there before coming back. Why did they do it? For a girlfriend. Went all that way, spent all that money. Because now, he could have done it in a letter, could have phoned, could have Skyped, could have done whatever. But he said, no, the best thing I could do is be there in person. Now, God has done something even more amazing. He's come even further. He's come right down from heaven to be among us. God with us. God come to save us. The very best present God could give you is the gift he's already given you, which is Jesus. It's himself. But you know how there are some gifts where you look at it and you go, not sure that's that great. Well, lots of people do that with Jesus. Can I encourage you actually to look into who Jesus is? You need him. Now, I'd love you, that we've got some little booklets you can pick up, grown-ups. We've got these white ones. I put them by the on a table by the door as you leave. Do grab one of those. They're free. And it's a really cracking book, this one. It's a little one. It's Rico Tice written it to explain the gift that is Jesus, the gifts that God gives us at Christmas. It's a really good read. Can I encourage you, if you're not a Christian, pick that up and have a read of it. You could also pick up, we've got these red ones around, Christmas in Three Words. That's a bit smaller. Have a read of that as well. That's good. But I really encourage you to get this white one. Keep coming along to Emmanuel. Like I say, 10:30 every Sunday morning, and then in term time at 4 o'clock for our Emmanuel at 4 service. We'd love to see you come along. Come along to our services over Christmas. But look into who Jesus is. He is God with us, and God come to save us. He is the greatest gift that there is. One last time, just so that we make sure we've got the actions, these two important names. Here we go. So Emmanuel means God with us. And Jesus means God saves. Like I say, look into who Jesus is. If you want to ask me questions afterwards, I'd love for you to do that. I'm going to hand back to Yvonne now.